Good morning, all my listeners out there across the world, the United States to India. Thank you to all you listeners out there. Y'all are a small number, but I want y'all to know that I see y'all tuning in every Friday to my show, Oh No Girl, by me, Granny. And I want to thank you guys. I'm so appreciative for you guys listening. All you listeners that's listening in from across the United States to India, do me a favor. Just leave me a voice message on the Anchor Podcast, if that's what you're using. You don't need to make an account, register, or have an account. You can listen to me for free on Anchor and all these other platforms like Google Podcasts and Radio Podcasts. Listen, just subscribe, continue to follow me. And there's a voice message button that is there for you guys specifically to leave me a voice message. Just let me know what you want me to, like an article to read that you guys seen. Maybe just give me your opinion about how well I'm doing. What else you wanted me to talk about? Something particular that you want me to talk about? Just leave me a voice message and I will do that. I will investigate for y'all. If you want to just say hi, if you want me to just give you a shout out, you can do that. You can leave me a voice message and I will do that. Now, I come to record today, you guys, an episode because it's Saturday. I don't usually do this, but I've been missing my Fridays and I'm not really feeling all that. I don't have the energy at all. I'm so drained from the online learning Monday through Friday to, I'm just exhausted. Sometimes having this pacemaker, you guys, make me so weak and tired that I feel mad old. I know my name is Granny, and that enough is a title within itself and makes you feel old. I don't even know why my mama gave me that name, you guys. She used to call all her kids Granny, all her daughters Granny. And it stuck with me. For some reason, it never left me. If I was to tell y'all my real name, y'all would be really surprised. Some of y'all might know me, some of y'all might not. But if I tell y'all my real name, y'all would be really surprised. So guess what? I ain't telling you my real name. Unless, if I got one subscriber out there that's really, really my listener, that's really, really there for me, if you leave me a voice message asking me to reveal my name, I will do it. Only if you leave me a voice message. If you don't leave me a voice message, I'm not going to do it. So this way, you guys won't know my name. I'm not going to read no article today. Like I said, I'm too damn exhausted. You can hear it in my voice. I could barely talk without getting short of breath. And that happens to me a lot of times. Having a pacemaker and having like a third degree heart block. For those of you out there that don't know what that is, look it up. I don't feel like going into details right now about that. No, I'm not dying. No, I don't have the coronavirus. No. But I am home. I'm staying inside with my family, just trying to relax. And can't even do that because you got to do online learning with these kids. Well, I've been doing that with my kids and, you know, they're doing great. My kids are the only ones out of a few kids in their class that's actually doing their work. And I'm starting to think like, damn, girl, you are the best mother ever. You are the best mother ever. You know, I help my kids with their homework every single day. And I got some people out here that don't even help their kids with their homework, you know? I had some friends like that didn't help their kids with their homework. And let me tell you, I ain't judging. Cause that homework shit be hard. It be times that I be like, gotta tell my husband like, yo, you gotta do this one. I'll do the ELA, you do the math. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes, you know, you gotta find your best subject. You gotta find your strengths when it comes to helping the kids with the homework. If you good at reading, you help them with the reading homework. If you good at writing, you help them with the writing homework. If you good at math, you help them with the math homework. Whatever your strength is, your kids should be excelling in that strength. Okay, now my kids are doing good. They are the only ones out of all their students, all their peers that did all their work for the week. And I'm exhausted from doing all that. And it's Saturday. And you know what I'm gonna do today, you guys? I wanna go out so bad. I'm probably listening the same way, like, oh my god, I gotta get out this house. I gotta get out this apartment. I gotta get out this condo. I need a damn drink. Okay, that's probably what the hell I really do need. I probably need me a goddamn drink, smoke me a blunt, and just sit the fuck down somewhere. You know, I just got out the shower, a nice hot shower, and that shit threw me to the floor. When I mean threw me for the floor, I was exhausted. I was dead beat. Beat like Kim Kardashian. You know what? This is the type of person I am. Even though I feel mad tired and mad weak, I don't give up. I still get up. I'm going to clean my house from top. I'm going to do laundry. I'm going to... And by the way, do you know, you guys... Give me a voice message. Let me know if the laundromats are still open. I mean, because the supermarkets are open, but they not letting no more than 15 people in at a time, so they be locking their doors and they be having a line all the way around the corner. I want to know if anybody out there in the world can leave me a message and let me know if it's the same way for the laundromat. Because let me tell you guys, I am so impatient at times. Like, this coronavirus have me on 10. When I say on 10, my anxiety is through the roof. Every minute I feel like, oh my god, I gotta pray, like, oh my god, Jesus, you know, Jesus, Lord Christ, please protect me against this virus, because I do not need to be sick. I have so many underlying conditions. Someone like me probably won't survive, so please protect me everywhere I go. You know, and I just pray like, oh Lord, please don't let us have the coronavirus. Please don't let us have it. And it's scary, the coronavirus. I hate talking about that shit because that shit gives me anxiety. Like, when I went out yesterday to the supermarket, you know, all of my husband was telling me, like, yeah, they got a line, they locked the doors, they don't let people in, one or two people at a time. Listen, I hadn't been out for like 2 weeks straight. As a matter of fact, I have only been out one time prior to. So, I had one out that one time I told y'all about the beginning of March to go get these devices so my kid could learn from home. And that was the first time I went out in 2 weeks. I mean, probably longer than 2 weeks, because the last time I went out to my study group because I'm trying to take the NHA exam for building and coding. So, I had to go to the city to do a study group because I'm studying for that, right? That was the last time I was on the train. That was when I went to 34th. And I was... ...27th or something like that. And I went to my study group. And I ain't been outside since. 2 weeks later, I had to go and get my daughter device so she could learn at home. And man, I was afraid. The only thing I was going outside was my husband. Because I knew, I was like, once I went to that study group, I was scared. I was so panicked, like, oh my God, I'm going to get sick just by being on this train. But I was like, you know what? You're trying to do something with your life. You got to get up. You got to go. You got to study. You got to answer these questions. You got to do these assignments to prepare for this exam. So I'm like, you could deal with that.
Nah. Do you know where it is?
Man, no. Musa got the number rolls and jumped. Yeah, so I was very nervous about taking the trains, but I did. And then once some numbers started jumping, I was like, oh, fuck that. You will not get me sick. Because when I get sick real bad. Like, when I get sick, I do be having shortness of breath, palpitations because I have a heart condition. So I was like, fuck all this. I'm staying in my goddamn house. Oh no, girl, you won't catch me. So I happened to have to go out for my daughter the whole time. That experience was so disgusting that I was so happy that I didn't travel after that last week study group. But I was like, all right, let me just go out here and get this device. I was thinking, like, I'm going and coming. I'm not going to stay out late alone. So that'll be good. I did that. that experience was disgusting, you guys. When I say it was disgusting, it was horrible. There was a bum on the train. She was coughing and sneezing, and it didn't even cover her mouth. She wipes her hands all up and down the ball. You know, the fucking ball that you gotta hold on to so you don't fall. She wiped her hands all over the goddamn window frame. Yeah, y'all. My bad. That's my notifications. Please don't pay that sound on mine. Listen, we gonna still do this. Right? So that kind of just threw me off. I was just like, and only two subway stations that I rode smelled disinfectant. Smelled like disinfectant and bleach. And it's sad because there's so many train stations out here. It's like, yeah, they say they're going to do their job, but they're not really doing their job. Neither is Trump. Now, enough about that. It's like, listen, like, I don't even want to talk about that shit no more. Because that shit give me so much anxiety. You know? I want to talk about what I'm going to do when we are out of this social distancing. When we get this social distancing over with, once the coronavirus numbers start going down and you see more recovery than you do death, I'm out of this house. I'm going bowling. I'm definitely going bowling because I only been bowling a few times. And I'm tired. You know, I ain't really like bowling, but I like it now. So I can't wait to get to go bowling. I want to throw a party. I want to throw a huge party. I just want to dance. I could do that now at my house with my family, like I usually do. But I do that, like, you know, I do that to calm my nerves, to calm my anxiety, especially when I'm cooking. I cook and I listen to my music. But it's Saturday, and I don't feel like just listening to music, because I do that every day, like every other day. Like if I'm cooking, I listen to my music. I take a shower, I listen to my music. So I don't just feel like listening to music right now. I feel like I need a reason to listen to my music. Like, I need to be partying. If I was partying, I would be listening to my music right now. Like, oh, I remember when I went to the club. You know what I mean? Like, turn up. Like, I cannot wait to turn up. I haven't turned up in so long. It's ridiculous. So, feeling like very claustrophobic, and I didn't realize that I had that problem until, like, I got my pacemaker. I'm telling you guys, I wouldn't wish a pacemaker on nobody. I wouldn't wish nobody to have heart disease, because having a heart condition, a heart disease, it makes you very fearful in a way, because once you have heart problems, then soon you think like, damn, that's it, I can't get nothing else. Now I have a heart problem and diabetes, is like, damn, I got two strikes. I don't need fucking high blood pressure. Hang on with Corona. I don't need that shit right now. That should've taken me out. And guess what? I'm young as fuck. I was young as fuck when I got this fucking pacemaker. And look, that shit stressed me out. That shit had me losing my motherfucking mind. It still kind of got me losing my mind at times, because I be having, like I said, my heart be racing so hard. I feel like my shit about to come out my chest. I'm saying, like who's beating this drum? Who's pumping this battery? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just be stressed and not feeling it. So right now I'm just relaxing on my nice long sectional couch. I usually will be in my bed laying down. But I thought, why? Since I'm out of breath, do I lay down? Why don't I just sit up and go in my living room on my sectional and sit up and do my podcast? Give my listeners something, you know? Because I'm really, 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 really loving all you listeners that tuning into my show. Even if it's just a few of you guys, I just love it anyway. I just love you guys so much. And I like to thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Now, when am I going to get back to scripted episodes? Probably next week. But with this coronavirus that everybody like out of whack, it's just, I don't know if I don't want to make the time, But Monday through Fridays is becoming hectic because you have to, like, get online with your kids, make sure they get their meetings going with their teachers and their classmates, and make sure they complete their assignments online. And I'm too busy running back and forth between three kids, three different grades, but I don't have time to do my scripted episode. So I figure, like, what's better than scripted except for real, live, unscripted, because it's a 100% authentic. And, you know, people gravitate towards that too. And I'm sure people gravitate towards that. So I just wanted to come and talk and ramble because, like I said, I'm having anxiety. But my heart rate pounding through my chest, I just figured, like, that's more soothing and calming than laying down and watching TV. I need to be sitting up because I need my heart rate to become down to normal. But when that heart rate is beating mad fast, you start feeling weak, like very fatigued. Like so fatigued that you're just gonna collapse. You're just gonna pass out and collapse. And I hate feeling like I'm about to pass out and collapse. It's nothing more strenuous than not feeling the energy, not having no energy, feeling beat down all around. It's just not fun. But I still make every day like it's my last. I get up and I help my kids. I make breakfast, I cook dinner, I clean. So I'm grateful that I can still do that even with limitations, even with strength limiting, even feeling weak and fatigued. I still do that shit. I still, because I have to. You know, me and my husband, we are a team. We always work together. Whatever we do, we always work together as a team. And that's what I love about him. I love that about him. I love that about our relationship. As long as we've been together, we still work as a team. Ain't nothing like that. I love him. I love my married friends because they kind of remind me of us, like a teamwork. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing breaking that up. That's forever. So that's been happening. As a matter of fact, I think I need to get up and make some breakfast now. I'm all late. I'm late with my breakfast today, you guys. I'm tired and I'm late. But I remember my son said he wants some bacon and eggs. So that's what I'm about to do. I'm about to make some bacon and eggs. I don't even know if I want bacon and eggs. Anybody ever feel like that when you get up in the morning? You're like, damn, so I eat cereal or do I make it a full-on breakfast? You know what, you guys? Let me tell y'all why I feel like that. I take medication. And sometimes the medication fuck on my stomach. That shit be having me like so constipated, so backed up. My stomach be swollen. I be out here looking like I'm 8 months pregnant and shit. And I'm not even pregnant. I hate the medicine that I take for my heart because that shit fucks up my body everywhere else. That shit be having me losing weight, gaining weight, hot and cold. Yo, I be so hot and cold, like, and it's mostly just like my feet and my hands that be so cold, like so freezing. And that's another thing that be having me worry because I'm like, I know everybody got this fever with the coronavirus, they get a fever. So would I be hot? I'd be like, damn, do I got a fever or just, like, my health problems is acting up. Like, I'm just hot right now. Oh, you guys, let me tell y'all. My son had the sneakers that you roll on the bottom of your feet that skate. The sneaker shoes. Hey, come in, man. Come. The strap. Is those are straps that goes onto your sneakers, right? And they glow up. Those are the straps that go onto the sneaker, right? You really found a way to play with those without it being on a sneaker. You think you're so creative? You're so creative. Look at you. Anyway. You the only one that still got that? Or is everybody still got this? How you lose one? How you ever lose one of those things that you put over your sneakers? That's crazy. Them wheel on wheels. Them glow up wheels. Them glow up sneaker wheels. What is the name of those things? Somebody could leave me a voice message with the name of them things that you, it's like a strap that you strap on to the bottom of the sneaker so the kids could roll, like roll skate. Like, you know, got two wheels. I don't know how to explain it, but whatever. Anyway, I was saying that my medicine makes me sick, right? So I don't like, sometimes I be missing to take it. Like if I, like I'm late getting up today. I'm late getting up this morning. The first thing I did was jump in the shower and I was talking to you motherfuckers. I love you, but I'm talking to you motherfuckers, right? So now I gotta get up and make some breakfast. And then take my medicine. All right, I don't wanna hear that. Right? So I gotta cook my food, eat my food, then take my medicine. And I hate the medicine. I literally hate the medicine because it messes with my stomach. It makes me feel sick. It makes me feel nauseous at times. And I noticed that, like, now taking medication makes me, like, a little confused. It makes me a little confused. So I have to go see my doctor. That's the only thing I've been thinking about lately. Like, I can't wait for this coronavirus to get up, to let up. You know what I'm saying? Because I usually go to the doctor, like, every 3 to 6 months. And I haven't been to the doctor in like damn near a fucking, well, I just changed my cardiologist to a new cardiologist. And so I see him in January. And I don't have to see him until now, March. But we can't see each other now because we're in the middle of a fucking corona. So ain't no telling when I'm gonna see my cardiologist or my PCP, because I need to talk to that nigga. I need to run a lot of tests on myself. I know, it's like I be self-diagnosed. Anybody out there ever self-diagnosed? Yo, I am so good for that. Like, I don't know. And you know what the weirdest thing is? Like, when you got kids and they have diagnosis, like they get diagnosed with whatever, mental, physical, anything. The first thing the parent do is go online and Google that shit. I remember when my daughter got her diagnosis and I was online for like 3 days straight looking up her disability. When I got diagnosed, I was like the whole year. See, my story's a little different. See, this is my problem. I don't trust doctors. I don't trust no motherfucking doctor in the world that is literally out here just looking to help people, to make a difference in their lives. And to save their lives, to better their lives. To save their lives, I mean, like, give them the best quality care to help them to live as long as they can, right? I don't trust doctors. I think all the doctors out here working to get that fucking insurance money from the insurance companies. I really feel like that. I've seen too much whistleblowers on Channel 2. Seen too much of that shit to think that doctors is out here just doing their job because they love what they do. Nah, some of them. Some of them. So I just don't trust doctors. So I'll be thinking like they like misdiagnose you so you can just go to the medical insurance and put the claim in and they can get their money. I'm not with the shits. You're not about to just be misdiagnosing me, put me all on type of whatever kind of medication and think I'm gonna be all right with that. Man, for like a whole year, yo, I was self-diagnosed. Like, my condition, I looked up for a whole year straight. I looked up, like, its etiology. I looked up the side effects. I looked up, like, what is the procedure for this? I looked up, like, how many motherfuckers have died from this fucking condition. Like, no lie. Like, I was on all type of medical sites. I even signed up for a goddamn community, a pacemaker community outreach, like, you know, one of those community boards where y'all get together, y'all talk about y'all problem, y'all condition, and, you know, y'all talk amongst other people like you. I did that, but I ain't stick with it, but I was depressed, more depressed then. I was like I said, Googling everything about my condition, like, oh God, I gotta make sure this ain't happening. Like, I gotta make sure, like, they ain't trying to get over on me on some bull crap. Yeah, so that had to do what you're gonna do, Karam, but just don't like make too much noise. Yeah, I'm gonna have to stop that because I can hear all of that crunchy, 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 crunch in the background. What? So, as I was saying, sorry, I was saying, like, the medicine that I take really clogs me up. Like, right now, today, I don't have an appetite. I either don't got an appetite, can't get food all the way down. I feel like it's backing up into my esophagus. I'm about to fucking vomit. So, that's what my medicine makes me feel like. So, I can't wait to go see my doctor. Because I need to change my medicine. And I need to run some CAT scans and some MRIs. But I can't right now because it's the weekend. I have to wait till Monday to call my doctor and wait for him to contact me and tell me my next steps. So instead, today, it's a rainy day. Did you guys know that today is a rainy day? I think you guys could probably hear this noise in the background. This is my highway. I live right across from the beach, really. So you could hear the highway. You could hear the expressway. You could hear all these cars going back and forth. And I know some of these people that's driving these cars are non-essential workers. Non-essential workers. Like, why are they even on the expressway? It should be dark empty up here on the expressway, but it's not. Of course, people are still traveling. And they said to stop traveling from New York City to other states. But I guarantee you, these people that's driving is coming from other states. But they probably feel like, oh, I ain't got the coronavirus because I'm driving. I'm driving in my own car from my own house with my own family going wherever the hell they going. They know damn well you ain't going to work. All you motherfuckers ain't going to work. All you people on the highway or expressway is not going to work. Y'all going to visit, motherfuckers. Ain't no way. You ain't going to tell me all these fucking traffic drivers on the expressway is going to work. Y'all niggas lying. Y'all going to visit y'all friends. Y'all uncle now. They see the trucks. The big trucks. The delivery trucks. Yeah, y'all going to work. But these little fucking sedans and four-door cars and even the accessorized bus. Y'all going to work. Y'all gotta get the old people and the sick people back and forth to their doctor's appointment. Which, at the same time, is not true because the doctor's office is closed too. So where you taking your patient? Where y'all going? Why is the buses still running? Why is there traffic still on the expressway? If we're supposed to be social distancing, like, where is the fuck all these people going? That's what I want to know. All these people are not going to work. It's impossible. It's just no way. Because it's only non-essential working to, you know, hospitals, supermarket delivery personnel, like nurses and doctors. Like, not everybody on this expressway is going to work. And some of you niggas might have the fucking coronavirus. So stay the fuck home. Shit, stay the fuck home. If you ain't working, you don't need to be traveling. For what you need to go see your friends for, your family for. It's a fucking virus going around. You need to stay home. You know? You got to stay home. I love my view. You know, I'm so used to living in a high-rise building that if I was to ever own a house, I think it has to be high. It can't be, like, sea level. Like, you know, just below sea level, just above sea level. Like, I gotta be high. Like, I don't know. I ain't never seen no house with no goddamn... But no stories, not too many anyway. I'm gonna need to be like on a fourth story high up in the near this fucking sky because that's the way I'm used to living in the high rises. But I get my own house, I can't be so low to the floor because I'm afraid somebody gonna come in and break in and like kill me. I gotta be high so I could just see everything. I need to be high so I could see everybody coming, whoever coming. Sometimes I be thinking to myself, like, damn, bitch, you paranoid as fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'd rather be paranoid safe than sorry. You feel what I'm saying? So, you guys, all you listeners out there, no, I've been talking for about a half hour now. And I'm tired of talking about the damn coronavirus. I'm sick of this. I'm ready to get out my house now. I'm ready for my damn kids to get out my house now. Go outside, just play, and come back when it get dark. But, no, I think they more ready than anything to get out the house. My boys, them boys strong. Them boys like to go out. You can't keep my boys from nothing. They party animals. I guarantee when they get older, they're going to be party animals because they love the outside. They love to be outside. And that's from me because when they was little, I used to take them outside every fucking day. Even when they got a little bit older, before they came teenagers, I used to take them to Dumbo Park. We used to walk to Dumbo Park. I'm talking about when my kids are 7, 8, 9, 10. We used to walk to Dumbo Park from Park Avenue all the way down to fucking Fulton. What is that? Fulton Mall? Fulton, whatever that is down that way, down Dumbo. Not today. You won't catch me doing that shit today. Especially in the summertime, man. That heat be exhausting me. I ain't taking that Dumbo walk no more. I take it sometimes, but not all the time, goddamn. Not no more. And that's what I'm saying. Like, my condition got me feeling type old. You know what I'm saying? The coronavirus got me feeling a little bit claustrophobic. My condition, my own condition, has me feeling like I'm getting old and I'm young as fuck and I'm just getting old. I'm cursed. I feel like I'm cursed for some reason. I don't know. You know? Because I just feel like I'm cursed. But I do feel like I'm blessed too at times too. I do have a lot of blessings at times. So I can't say I'm too cursed. Now, like I said, all my subscribers out there, hello. Good afternoon. This is the Oh No Girl podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to me every Friday. Now on Saturdays. I'm going to try to make this an everyday thing. I do one episode every day. I'm going to make that my mission. I'm going to make it my mission to give you guys more content. You know, I'm going to do that. I'm going to start working really, really hard and busting my ass with this podcast. That's what I'm going to start doing. And I appreciate all you listeners out there. Even if you just listen to my episode once, I appreciate you doing that. But I need you guys, all the listeners from the United States, Turkey, India, wherever you listening from, I appreciate you. And I say thank you to you for tuning in and listening to Oh No Girl. Subscribe to my podcast, Oh No Girl. Right? Leave me a voice message. Whatever you want to hear. If you agree with me, my Friday episode was about Cardi B saying that the coronavirus, you know, the celebrities are if there is a conspiracy with the celebrities. Let me know if you agree. And today I talked a little bit about my condition, how it makes me feel, and how this is coronavirus makes me feel so anxious, so like restricted and locked down. Leave me a message, you guys, and let me know if the coronavirus is, you know, you have it, you had your top is about to blow. Let me know if this coronavirus is getting on your nerves too. Let me know. Voice message. It's a button. It says voice message. Leave it. Tap it. Record. Like I'm doing. Leave it for me. I will get it. And I will listen. And I will shout you out. You know what I'm saying? I will shout you out. I will read your question. I will answer your question. Let me know what you guys think. If you agree with the corona conspiracy. Yeah. I need to know what you guys think. I need to know what you guys think about this whole coronavirus thing. This whole social distance thing. Let me know. Leave me a voice message. Listen, I'm going to shout y'all out. You know, all my listeners. From all the places I just named. I know you out there. I know you listening to me. That's a great thing. And let me tell you something. If you're thinking about starting your own podcast, Anchor is free. They have all the tools you need, and they distribute your podcast to other platforms. Anchor is where you need to be. To all my listeners out there from all the countries I just list. Thank you for tuning in and listening to Oh No Girl. No, thank you. Hit the voice message button and leave me a voice message. Bye.